Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Wednesday, June 29th, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest.
R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. The 55-year-old R&B superstar was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking last year. Before today's sentencing, some of his accusers told the court how Kelly preyed on them when they were young. They recounted how they felt too insignificant to accuse him, but his conviction renewed their faith in the justice system.
The Supreme Court released two more decisions this morning. In one, states can prosecute crimes that were committed against Native Americans on reservations only if the accused isn't a Native themselves. And a second, which allows states to be sued for discriminating against veterans. This very eventful Supreme Court session is expected to come to a close Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. The court is expected to release its final two decisions, one about the government's ability to regulate emissions and another on asylum seekers stuck at the southern border.
Ginni Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, is backtracking on her willingness to testify before the House January 6th committee. In a letter from her lawyer to the committee, first obtained by the Daily Caller, Thomas asked the panel to provide a better justification for why she should testify. She added that this is a stressful time for the Thomases because recent Supreme Court rulings have brought death threats. 2 weeks ago, Ginni Thomas said she, quote, can't wait to talk to the committee.
One of the FCC's commissioners wants Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores, citing concerns about mass surveillance from China. Describing TikTok as a wolf in sheep's clothing, Commissioner Brendan Carr says the platform, quote, harvests swaths of sensitive data that new reports show are being accessed in Beijing. Carr says Apple and Google have until the end of next week to either remove TikTok or make a case for why it doesn't violate their privacy policies.
The markets were mixed today. The Dow was up a fraction to 31,029, while the S&P and NASDAQ both fell ever so slightly. Nothing very dramatic, which is itself news after the last few weeks. Here's one more indelible moment from yesterday's January 6th hearing. It was the video deposition of Michael Flynn, Donald Trump's former national security advisor. Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney asked the three-star general whether he thought the January 6th violence was justified, to which he took the fifth. She then asked him this.
General Flynn, do you believe in the peaceful transition of power in the United States of America?
The fifth.
On his CBS show last night, Stephen Colbert had this reaction.
How does Michael Flynn sing the national anthem?
Oh, say, can you fifth, 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 fifth.
Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens. So check back whenever you want to know the latest.
Coming up, we talk to TikTok star Ian Paget.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Notion, Unifor, and SalesLoft. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
The U.S. military will continue to offer abortions to service members in certain cases, despite the Supreme Court's ruling. If the pregnancy puts the member's life at risk or was the result of rape or incest, their abortion care will be covered and performed by military medical staff. But even if it's allowed, it may be difficult to find military physicians qualified to conduct the procedure because a conservative culture and abortion restrictions have left many military medical staff without proper training.
Serena Williams returned to the Wimbledon court yesterday for the first time in a year, and, it didn't go so well. She lost a grueling three-hour match to Frances Harmony Tan, who ranks 115th. Afterwards, reporters asked the 40-year-old Williams if this was her last time at Wimbledon.
That's a question I can't answer. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where I'll pop up?
Williams said she trained hard to recover from an injury last year, but she wasn't ready for such a long match.
Snapchat has officially launched its paid subscription service, Snapchat Plus, for $4 a month. Jordan Erb writes Insider's 10 Things in Tech newsletter, and she says the company needs a win.
About a month ago, Snap CEO announced a slowdown in hiring and warned investors that revenue wouldn't grow as fast as expected. So if the subscription turns out to be popular, it could actually be a pretty good way for the company to diversify its revenue.
An insider review has shown that another member of Congress has violated a federal conflict of interest law known as the Stock Act, which is supposed to prevent insider trading. Insider Deputy Editor Dave Leventhal says this time it was California Representative Alan Lowenthal, one of Congress's most active stock traders.
He is the 64th member of Congress that we and other media organizations have identified since last year as being Stock Act violators. In Lowenthal's case, he and his wife had made stock trades that he failed to disclose until months after the fact, and in two cases, more than a year after the fact.
Bob Chapek is here to stay. Disney has renewed its controversial CEO's contract for 3 more years. You might remember Chapek's name from when everyone was talking about Disney's flip-flop response to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. He originally decided to not speak out about the bill, which sparked a firestorm throughout his company. If you've been on TikTok the past couple of years, you probably know Ian Patchett. He rose to fame in 2020, making videos with his then-boyfriend, Chris Olsen.
Could have given me more kisses today.
Aw, you could have given me more kisses today. You're in charge of your mouth. I'm in charge of my mouth. So if you want to...
But Chris and Ian split in a very public breakup earlier this year. And now Ian is making a name for himself without his ex.
Emails, emails, emails. Pretend you're Miranda Priestly. Well, if you were Miranda Priestly, you probably wouldn't be writing your own emails. Emails.
I chatted with Ian last week and started by asking him what it's like having a romantic relationship on display for millions of people to see.
God, it's hard. The beginnings of it was really fun. And then, of course, like anything, when it becomes work, there was a schedule to it. And it became something that, like, I felt I couldn't handle correctly. Like, I was just like, oh, I'm not equipped for this. You don't go to school for this. No one tells you that this is what's going to happen. You know, hindsight is 20/20. I would say I would have liked to have maybe appreciated some of the more, just some of the moments we had that felt like work, but that also you miss now. And I miss them.
Mm. What was it like going through a breakup so publicly?
It was terrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And having to put out a statement, and while you're processing your own feelings still and processing the very private experience, is probably just one of the worst things I've ever had to go through. It's just like so intense.
So we're now chatting at kind of a pivotal moment, perhaps, in your career. You're trying, and you've said it, you know, I think you said it recently in a video, you're trying to find your own voice on TikTok, on social media, as a person outside of a relationship.
What's up, guys? Join me as I go on a little artist journey. At least that's what I'm
calling. Why does airdrop never work? It never works when I need it to work.
It is Pride Month, and I was thinking I wanted to share my coming out story.
What is it like to navigate this new point of your career as, well, an influencer?
It's been really fun, rewarding, rocky, vulnerable, scary. Sometimes I feel like I am not a very rigid person when it comes to, like, I need to post a video every single day. That's just not how my brain works or my spirit works. So, you know, it's like telling yourself you're enough, you're okay. And whatever work you do, which is the best work that you'll do, hopefully, is good enough, you know?
It kind of feels like an actor leaving a successful show or a sitcom and trying to branch out on their own and saying, I am a person outside of Cheers or Sex and the City.
Yes, totally. It's like Cher after Sonny and Cher, and you're like, wow, she really reinvented herself. And so I'm just in that place of like finding my joy again.
And I'm hoping you are Cher in this example.
I think I'm Cher, for sure.
How has managing this new stage of your life and managing all the attention affected your mental health?
It's so funny. Before this all happened and this year, like I've never felt like I needed therapy more than I have this year, because I really did need help and language and some shepherding around the experiences I was having. And it's kind of ironic because I'm an influencer now, content creator, added to my belt, which I love and is a very cool thing. But I also am really conscious of how much our lives are on this phone and how I really need to put it away. So I've kind of made sure that my priority is being present wherever I am and then not making either social media or TikTok specifically my end-all be-all in terms of where all of my energy is going, you know?
There are a lot of young people out there probably listening right now who want to do what you do. They want to become influencers in TikTok and YouTube, on Instagram. What would you tell them?
I would warn people about just wanting to be on TikTok and influence without tending to other gardens first that can help color and shade in you and your personality and like essentially what you want to share with the world. The content creating is no joke. So you just have to be ready to put in some time and you know, see how that goes.
Well, Ian, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you, Rebecca. This was so fun.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.